Tuesday night or the Yom Zion, Eor. The Achronim, the later Achronim, hold that at least l'chatchila, when you're not allowed to talk, let's say you washed and you're sitting there waiting for Hamotzi, or after you made Hamotzi and you're not allowed to talk, they say you're also not allowed to hum or tra-la-la or sing some sort of voiceless, wordless niggun. But they make the following chilik. If the niggun, when niggun is part of tefillah, Shliach Tzibur, let's say Davening Shmon Esrei, or for that matter Birchas Kriyas Shma, or for that matter Psukei Dezimra, if the niggun is part of the tefillah and the niggun extends past the words and he ayayays, that's perfectly legitimate, because then the niggun is part of the Seder HaTefillah, so certainly it's not going to be considered a hefsek. Or the Kohanim, certainly, as Reb Moshe Bird here can attest to, the Nigun is part of the Birchas Kohanim. But in fact, they say it really shouldn't be, because they're not really, but they say it's Mekubal and Klal Yisrael that that's the Nigun of Birchas Kohanim. So Memele, it's part of the Sidra of Birchas Kohanim. But if you, when you're not allowed to talk, and you just arbitrarily, out of nowhere, start humming, which people a lot of times do, so at least l'chatchila, they all agree that you don't have to make a bracha again, you don't have to wash again, or you don't have to make hamotzi again, even if when you're waiting for your challah, let's say the person made hamotzi already, you said amen, and you're waiting, so a lot of times people, they hum, or they sing, some tune, however, they ay, 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 ay. So they say l'chatchila, definitely you should not do it, it's considered a hefsek, but the other, they're not willing to go so far as to say that the person should make a bracha over again. But certainly it should not be done l'chatchila. We're talking about, the Shlomo Zalman is quoted, the Menchas Yitzchak, and the Shevet Halevi. But during davening or during halal, when it's part of the Seder HaTfilah, part of the song in which you're davening, and then you extend the tune, then even if you go shalala, ay ay ay, or the like, then it's definitely not a hefsek in that. You can even do l'chatchila.